Dear listeners, Sai Ram, we now bring you Radio Sai Bhajan Classroom. Today's episode was first broadcast on 24th October 2019. This came to you as a part of Thursday Live programs of Radio Sai, and it was hosted by Bishop Prushti. Have a listen, please.
Saram, dear listeners, and welcome once again to Radio Sai Bhajan Classroom. The bhajan we are going to learn today is a short one. Here is how the first line of the bhajan flows.
Ayodhya Vasi Ram hai, Dwarak mein aaye.
So this is what we will learn now. Like in every episode of this program, let's get started with the lyrics. Then we'll move on to the tune, the raga. We will also listen to a conversation with Brother Sonam Gyamso, a former student of Bhagwan's University, explaining to us the nuances of this bhajan as well as instances of Bhagwan's directions about the singing of this bhajan. And in the end, you will listen to the Prashanti Mandir version of this bhajan. So let's get started with the lyrics.
Ayodhya Vasi Ram Hai Dwarak Me aaye. Dwarak Vasi Sham Hai Shirdi Me aaye. Shirdi Vasi Sham Hai Parti Satya Sai. Bolo Ram Sai Ram. Bolo Satya Sai Ram.
Now that you are familiar with the lyrics, let's move on and learn how to sing this bhajan. As you listen to the tune, please pay attention and follow so that you can get a grasp of how this tune flows.
This bhajan is being sung in the scale C sharp Pancham. Ayodhya Vasi Ram hai, Dwarak mein aaye.
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 Dwarak Vasi Sham hai, Shirdi 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 mein aaye.
Shirdi Vasi Sham hai, Parti Satya Sai.
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 Bolo Ram Sai Ram. Bolo Satya Sai Ram.
Bolo Ram Sai Ram. Bolo Satya Sai Ram.
Bolo Ram Sai Ram. Bolo Satya Sai Ram.
बोलो राम साई राम, बोलो सत्य साई राम। अयोध्यावासी राम है द्वारक में आए।
So this is the beautiful bhajan dedicated to Bhagwan and the beautiful avatars of Swami. Before we go into understanding the significance of what is conveyed in this bhajan, let's spend some time understanding the raga behind this composition. Anirudh is here to help us. So what are your thoughts on the make of this bhajan, Anirudh?
Sairam Vishu.
Sairam.
This powerful bhajan is based on rag Shekhara Chandrika. I think the raga is very less popularly known. The most famous raga related to this bhajan would be Todi. Let me take you through both ragas. In Shekhara Chandrika we have Sa re komal re, ga komal ga, ma tivra ma, dha komal dha, ni शुद्ध नी, सा सा नी धामा गरे, सा सरे गामा धानी, सा सा नी धामा गरे। As you would have noticed, it's a very powerful raga, very meditative. Sa re 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 sa ni sa ni dha ni re ga re sa. Each note is so powerful. Whereas in Todi you have Sa re ga ma ga ma ga re ga ma pa pa ma dha ma pa. You have the panchamam in the raga, which also gives a very unique feel to the emotion. Both are very emotional ragas.
Sa re ga ma da ni sa, sa re ga ma da pa ma, ma da pa ma ga re sa.
In Shekhara Chandrika you have the vintage guru bhajan.
Dattatreya Sadgurudeva Dehi Dehi Tava Shripada Seva.
If we categorize according to the similar feel where the Todi is also involved, then you have many bhajans like
दया करो हे दयानिधे हे भगवान, सीताराम बोलो बोलो सीताराम, राधेश्याम बोलो बोलो राधेश्याम।
Since this is a very powerful raga, a raga which we can very effectively use to communicate our deepest yearnings to Bhagwan, maybe if you can take us on a journey of this raga through a short alap.
I'll give a try.
Ah, 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 ah.
So reminded of Tuma Bina Prani Nahi Bhajan.
Yes, it's a beautiful bhajan. The lyrics is composed in such a way that you really get connected. I mean to say that the tune justifies to the lyrics.
Yes.
That some bhajans are typically composed in that way, like Daya Karo He. If you take the second line,
तन मन धन सब शरण तुम्हारे.
It's more of pining.
Absolutely. And तुम बिना प्राण, the feel of the raga is so melancholic yearning.
Yes.
And that is what is expressed in the words. तुम बिना प्राण नहीं. It's like my body is just withering out without you. That is so beautifully conveyed. I know you would love to dwell on the raga more, but I think it is left for all of us who are keen students of music to spend more time with the bhajan and through that experience the bliss of the beautiful emotions expressed in the raga. So let's get on to the bhajan. Shall we do the swaras for every line?
Yes. So let's take the first line.
Ayodhya Vasi Ram hai द्वारक में आए ससा सनी सनी दादा मा मदनी निसा ससा सनी सनी दादा मा मदनी निसा द्वारक वासी श्याम है शिरडी में आए मद मद गरी ससा निसद निसा मद मद गरी ससा निसद निसा शिरडी वासी श्याम है प्रति सत्य साई सारी गगा गरी गगा री गरी सरी गरी गसा सारी गगा गरी गगा री गरी सरी गरी गसा बोलो राम साई राम बोलो सत्य साई राम निसनि द मद मग ग मद सरी ससा निसनि द मद मग ग मद सरी ससा.
In the second time, the variation of this line.
बोलो राम साई राम बोलो सत्य साई राम निसनि द मद मग ग मद गरी ससा निसनि द मद मग ग मद गरी ससा.
The bhajan is small but very powerful. Well, the more you sing this bhajan, the more you want to continue to sing. There is so much power in this short bhajan. Shall we discuss the beat also?
Yes, the beat of the bhajan is 8 beat, Aditalam or Keharva in the classical music. Let's have the count. 1, 2, 3, 4.
Ayodhya Vasi Ram hai, Dwarak mein aaye. Ayodhya Vasi Ram hai, Dwarak mein aaye. द्वारक वासी श्याम है शिरडी में आए द्वारक वासी श्याम है शिरडी में आए
That was a lovely addition to our series Radio Sai Bhajan Classroom. Thank you so much Anirudh, Anand and Gokul.
Thank you Vishu. Sai Ram.
Sai Ram. So with that, we are done with the technicalities of the bhajan. Let's spend some time now understanding the significance of what this bhajan conveys. And we will do this over a conversation with Brother Sonam Gyamso. Brother Sonam had the opportunity to sing in the divine physical presence of Bhagwan right from the 70s. And he's not only a singer, but also a composer of many beautiful Sai bhajans. In this conversation, he shares his thoughts on how Bhagwan responded when this bhajan was sung in the divine presence in the 80s. Sai Ram, Brother Sonam, and welcome once again to Radio Sai Bhajan Classroom.
Sai Ram Vishu.
So this bhajan, Ayodhya Vasi Ram hai, Dwarka mein aaye.
Dwarka Vasi Sham hai, Shirdi mein aaye.
Shirdi Vasi Sham hai, Parti
Satya Sai.
Satya Sai. Probably you would have heard this bhajan many times during your student days.
Yeah, we used to sing this bhajan quite often. One of the popular bhajans.
Any memories that this bhajan brings you from the past?
Yeah, this takes me back in time when once one of our students sang this bhajan. And the next day, Swami walked into the bhajan hall inside the temple. And then this boy was sitting right in the front. That used to be his usual place. Swami just caught him and said, "What kind of bhajan are you singing? You are singing a meaningless bhajan."
Meaningless
bhajan? Meaningless, Swami said.
Oh.
So this boy used to be so frank with Bhagwan, so free with Bhagwan, no inhibitions, very pure. He said, "Swami, why do you say it is meaningless? My not singing well is another thing. But how can it be meaningless, your bhajan?" Swami said, "Ayodhya Vasi Ram, Dwarka mein aaye." It is meaningless because how much are you convinced that the same principle who manifested as Rama once again manifested as Krishna in Dwarka?
That is the literal meaning of this
bhajan. That's the literal meaning.
Ayodhya Vasi Ram, the one who was in Ayodhya, Dwarka mein aaye.
This Dwarka mein aaye, yes.
So it means the same Lord came as Krishna. So Swami is asking, how much convinced are you of this?
Yeah. So he said that it's just like transferring titles from this end to that end, without much meaning into it. So he said that, "Swami, how can it be meaningless? Because you as Rama came as Krishna from Treta to Dwapar. So what is bad about it? What's wrong about it, Swami?" So Swami said, "There is nothing wrong about it. Factually, it's true. But that I am talking about your level of conviction. If you are convinced that the same God who came as Ram also is Krishna, if you are convinced, then it's okay. But how much are you convinced?" So he said, "I'm very much convinced, Swami." Then Swami asked him, caught him unawares. Swami said, "Did you ever have a chance to meet Sri Rama? Or see him, have his darshan? Or have at least one experience with Rama?" He said, "No, Swami, because I live in a different age." "Then how can you be convinced that the same Rama, or have you ever met Krishna? If you haven't met both and had this one-on-one relation with or experience with both the avatars, how can you say that the same avatar is the other avatar? How can you say that? So there is a lacuna in your conviction. When you sing without a conviction, a deep-rooted conviction in what you are speaking, then your speech is meaningless. That's why I said you are singing a meaningless bhajan. then it was a reminder to all of us that when I sing a bhajan, I must reflect deeply into the meaning of the bhajan and see to what extent am I wedded to the meaning of the bhajan. If I am not, then the bhava will be less in my singing.
Swami Singh, even if the bhajan is composed well, even if the bhajan has profound words in it, if when you are singing you are not convinced, then it's a meaningless bhajan.
Meaningless bhajan. It becomes a meaningless bhajan. It's not that you should not sing the bhajan, but then the bhajan will not serve any purpose because you are singing it without conviction.
And here, in this bhajan, when we are saying so emphatically that it is the same Rama who came as Krishna,
yes,
same Krishna who came as Shirdi Sai, the same Shirdi Sai who has come now as
Satya
Sai. So you should be convinced of the same divine principle. You should be convinced of the incarnation of Rama. You should be completely to your bones, know this as the truth.
Yes.
That it is the same divine principle who came as Krishna. Never for a moment, like when the moment someone utters the word Krishna, we don't think twice about his divinity. So many years have passed. So many centuries have gone by. So in everyone's mind, Krishna is God. It never ever occurs any other thing. But you have doubts on Bhagavan. You have doubts on Satya Sai.
Yes.
So do we have that kind of a conviction?
Yes.
Swami is telling, it is not just, you are not able to have complete conviction on one form of the Lord. On Satya Sai, an avatar that you have seen, you have experienced,
you have been there,
you have heard him, touched him, felt him. When he was referring to the students, you have done all that and still you have many times doubts.
Yeah.
When you are not convinced of this itself, how can you say that he is Shirdi, he is Krishna, he is Rama, when you have no idea about all the other avatars?
Yes.
Probably it was, as you are saying, it was a very powerful message that Bhagavan is saying, that when you sing something, don't just sing for the sake of it. You have to be so in tune with not just the tune, but the profundity, the meaning, the essence of what is being conveyed in the bhajan. Only then the bhajan will add some meaning to your life and to the others' lives.
Then you are singing life song.
Yes.
Otherwise, it is meaningless. It's just another poetry that you are chanting
just
or reciting.
Just coming from your throat, from your voice box, but it's not coming from the heart.
No.
Not coming from the depth of conviction. And if it doesn't come from there, it will not touch anyone.
So Swami asked him, when you sing, Satya Sai Baba is my Sadguru, how do you feel? This boy said, Swami, I feel enchanted. I feel so fantastic, so happy, because that is the truth, Swami. So Swami said, does that differ from the feel that you get when you say, Rama is my God?
Do you have the same joy?
Yeah, do you have the same joy?
Mm-hmm.
So he thought about it and said that, perhaps not so much, Swami, not to that extent. When I say, Sai Baba is my God, I get ecstatic.
Mm.
But then, because I have only seen you, Swami.
Yes.
So Swami said, so you should be able to see them also.
Mm.
When you sing the bhajan, you should be able to see them, feel them. And he said that, this boy said, but Swami, you have said it so many times that all the gods are one. So I am saying it, what is wrong? Swami said, I have always said that God manifests in different forms and names as avatars. But I have never said that the same Rama principle is the Krishna principle. I have never said that Rama is Krishna. These are two different avatars at two different points of time, two different manifestations of the same Godhood. But I have never said Krishna is Jesus. I have never said that. Or Jesus is Allah. I have never said that. But they are one and the same in principle. They are different emanations, different manifestations of the same truth. So keep things very clean and clear in your mind, Swami said. Then ultimately, he gave up and he said, but Swami, I believe in it because you have said it, that you are everything for me. Ram, Krishna, Jesus, all of them are everything. You are everything to me. So from that stance, can I sing this bhajan, Swami? Swami said, then you can sing. You have my approval then.
Swami said that.
Swami said, you have my approval to sing it? If you can be so simple as to say that everything is you, Swami.
The moment I utter Rama, Swami's face and Swami's image comes and fills my consciousness.
Yes.
The moment I utter Krishna, I don't get any other form, any other deity. I don't get any other way of understanding the divine but Swami.
Yes.
So if only that emerges, then yes, you will have conviction.
Yes.
Because
there is deep Guru Bhakti now. You believe that all, whatever you see in your life, whatever you experience is Sai. If you're convinced about that, then you can sing anything and it's holy and divine, Swami says.
So it should not be that only when I'm singing Sai Ram that I am so joyous, but
yes,
when I'm singing Ram Ram, I am not equally joyous.
Exactly. Yeah.
If you have that kind of a conviction, then you can sing.
Yes.
Wow. And I think that is such a powerful message. I wonder which guru would give such
profound,
amazing messages. And here was here is one Swami who was taking us to the roots of
Guru Bhakti.
Yes.
Devotion.
He was sorting out, just like a master teacher will ensure that the fundamentals are right.
Yeah.
Now that is the sign of a master teacher.
Yes.
You know, any subject. He is a great teacher who has ensured that the student has got all the fundamentals of the subject right. Because after that,
yes,
you know, the student will definitely grow.
Yes.
Because, you know, once this is set, on that foundation, any number of stories can be built. And I think here was Bhagwan who was constantly doing that.
Building the confidence.
Building the foundations of our spiritual understanding, foundations of our thought process on what is divinity, what is spirituality, what is Godhead, what is Namasmarana. And I think, and he was doing it in such informal settings.
Yeah.
That is another very beautiful thing. It is not happening in a classroom, even as a casually conversing, you know, such profound messages.
In the span of just one bhajan.
Yes. And that makes you think. And I think that is the reason why, you know, anyone who joins the portals of Bhagwan's university, once you leave, there are so many things which are completely sorted out in your mind.
Yes, exactly.
Because your fundamentals are clear.
Yeah.
About who is divine, what is the message of the divine, how one should lead one's life, what should be the goal of one's life, all those things become very clear.
Exactly.
Very beautiful, sir. And then, of course, for all the devotees who love to chant Bhagwan's name, the bhajan ends with Swami's name, Bolo Ram.
Yeah.
Sai Ram, Bolo Satya Sai Ram. I think there are so many bhajans like this where you have different avatars mentioned.
Yeah, we used to make it a point to sing at least one such bhajan in a day.
Mm.
Like a Sarva Dharma bhajan.
Yes.
The only time when we were singing Sarva Dharma bhajans, and once we had an occasion when Swami said, when did I speak about the plurality or multiplicity of bhajans, religions? I never said all religions are one. All religions are different. The religious practices are different. Faith systems are different. But then Swami said, I have only spoken about Dharma, not Sarva Dharma.
Mm.
Dharma is just one. And then if you see plurality there, too many dharmas happening, they are all different faiths, systems that people have somehow made to reach the same goal.
Mm. It's different pathways. The summit is same.
Exactly.
As Swami said, God is omnipresent and God is one. But the different pathways.
Yeah, that was the occasion we were seeing Rama Hare, Sai Krishna Hare. It was Akhanda Vajan.
Mm-hmm.
Then Rama Hare, Sai Krishna Hare, Sarva Dharma Priya Sai Hare. So our turn got over. We went outside to sit. And then Swami walks up to us and says that Sarva Dharma Priya Sai Hare. It's a very beautiful bhajan. But don't forget that Dharma is only one.
Dharma is only one.
Sing Sarva Dharma with this thought in mind that Dharma is only one.
Dharma, many times we associate it with religion. Dharma is a word which is very difficult to translate in
yes.
English language.
Yes.
Dharma, Swami says, is that which sustains the world.
Yes.
Dharma is those principles which make the universe breathe, which makes the earth go round.
Exactly.
Which is the law that governs every activity
yes.
of every being. I think that is what is Dharma.
Yes.
even then we have not done justice to the word. And I think that's what Bhagwan is telling. The Swami incarnates the divine incarnations of the Lord, be it Rama, Krishna, Shirdi Sai, Satya Sai, are always to protect Dharma. As Swami says, Dharma never declines. It is the practice of Dharma that declines.
Yes.
Dharma never declines. And I think, in fact, it reminds me of a beautiful conversation between few faculty members. This happened during the time when Bhagavan was giving discourses about Bhagavad Gita.
Mm-hmm.
So those were the days when Swami gave every day a discourse.
Yes.
1984.
Yeah.
In the Bhajan Hall. And one day in the college campus, one faculty member was telling the other that in the Gita, Krishna says that the Lord incarnates for the establishment of Dharma.
Mm-hmm.
But if you look at history,
mm-hmm.
every time the Lord came, Dharma has only deteriorated further.
Mm-hmm.
Because Rama came, and after that, as
aftermath.
They say, if Dharma was walking on four legs, in Krishna's time, Dharma was walking on three legs.
Mm-hmm.
Then later on, Dharma was walking on two legs. Now they said in Kali avatar, Dharma is on one leg. So basically, as Swami says, in the time of Rama, evil was in two separate kingdoms. And in the times of Krishna, evil became in same family.
Yeah.
And then later on in the Kalki avatar, Swami says evil is that within every person. So it is only magnifying.
Yeah.
So where is the question of restoration of Dharma? Where is the question of resurrection of Dharma? Dharma is only declining. Every time the avatar has come, Rama came. After that, Krishna's time, Dharma went down even further, so Krishna has to come. After that, Krishna came, but Dharma went even down. Then Shirdi Sai came.
Yeah.
So what is the meaning of God coming down to restore Dharma?
Mm-hmm.
What is God restoring?
He said that.
He said that.
Mm.
So the other person did not have any answer. And next day, when they were in the Bhajan Hall and Bhagwan was giving this discourse,
mm-hmm.
in the middle of the discourse, suddenly Swami changed track.
Mm-hmm.
It had nothing to do with what he was telling till then. And then Swami said, there are people who question the advent of the divine and the restoration of Dharma. They mm-hmm. say that after every time Lord came, Dharma declined.
Almost like tantamount to saying that the Lord failed.
Lord failed. Every time the Lord failed. I said, do you have any idea what is the Dharma that the Lord was restoring? I said, the avatar did not come to restore the Dharma that you think is Dharma.
Mm.
Swami said, the only Dharma that the Lord is interested in and the Lord came to establish is the Prema Dharma. Every time the Lord came, you find so many people connecting to the divine. Because Krishna avatar came, you had the Gopikas, and after that for generations, you had Suradas, you had Meera, you had any number of such saints.
Yes.
Because Rama came, then you had Tulasidas, you had Potana, any number of saints. Every time the Lord came, the Lord was re-establishing this Prema Dharma.
Yes.
Swami said.
Beautiful.
And this is the only Dharma that the Lord is interested in.
Yes.
The other Dharmas are not even Dharmas. Only Prema Dharma is the true Dharma. And the Lord is interested only in this. And I think to me it was a great revelation. And that is what is happening. If you look at Satya Sai Avatar, because Bhagwan came, imagine how many of us, right at very young age, people at Balvikas level, 4 years, 3 years, they're reading stories about Swami, they want singing bhajans about Swami, they want to see Swami, they want to have that feeling of being with Swami. All this is happening because the avatar came. None of us would be sitting and discussing all this if Satya Sai avatar had not come. I think every time the avatar came, it is like you had masses of people just enraptured with the form, with the name. And I think that is what the Lord has done. Everything else is happening at the passage of time, what has to happen. But I think this is what has always happened, and it's the most beautiful thing.
Yeah.
The greatest romance, the greatest adventure, the relationship between the devotee and the Lord. And that is what we see in action. every time the avatar comes.
Beautiful.
And I think when we sing this bhajan and we think of the times of Rama, we think of the times of Krishna, we think of the times of Shirdi Sai, our mind can just be filled with the joy of knowing the avatar and how our connect with the avatar has deepened.
Yes,
with time.
Definitely. It's beautiful.
I think bhajans are meant only for this, that it restores this prema dharma. It restores this connect between us and Bhagwan, isn't it?
Yes. And gives us all these sublime, beautiful, sublime thoughts.
Yes. I think we don't have to think about the world. We should think about each person, you know. The Lord has come. What difference has it done to me? I think if it has done to repair that highway.
Exactly. Oh, you are telling about highway. It reminds me of a beautiful, I think I should share this with you. The continuity that Bhagwan Sri Satya Sai Baba is, the eternity that he is, the way he continues to guide his devotees even today. I recently met one devotee from Tustin, California. His name is Pat Shankar. And in himself, he is I find him a very extremely accomplished spiritual seeker. And then he was driving on the freeway, and all of a sudden there was an inner prompting. And then the inner prompting was from Bhagwan, naturally. And Swami said, "What have you learned in life? Just pull over and I have to talk to you." Mm-hmm. So the prompting was so strong that he just pulled over and stopped the car. And Swami said, "What have you learned in your life? What have learned from me? What are the Upanishadic teachings that you have learned from me?" So he said, the only thing that came to his mind at that point in time, he said, "Swami asatoma sadgamaya, tamasoma jyotirgamaya, mrityurma amritam gamaya." Swami said, "That is all wrong." At a certain stage, at a certain plane, it was right for you. But now you have to go to the next plane. If you stick yourself to the same old truth, when are you going to graduate to the next plane? Swami said, "I'll teach you." So Swami said, "Asatoma sadgamaya, please lead me from untruth to truth." If you look at it, it's wrong. Because if you are already in the state of untruth, how can a state of untruth lead you to truth? Then tamasoma jyotirgamaya, from darkness to light. If you are already in darkness, how can that state of darkness lead you to light? And death to immortality is still worse, Swami said. Because you are already dead. How can you immortalize yourself now? How is it possible? Because you are already in a state of inertia. You are dead. How can that state lead you to immortality? Then he asked Swami, what is the true interpretation, the true meaning? Swami said, "Asatoma sadgamaya should be chanted and understood as dvaitoma advaitam gamaya."
Move from duality to non-duality.
Non-duality. Because duality is a state from where you can definitely go to the next level of non-duality. Tamasoma jyotirgamaya should be understood as drishtyoma adrishtam gamaya. From what is seen to the unseen. And mrityurma amrutam gamaya should be understood as srishtyoma prema gamaya. So in nature, in this whole creation, from this creation, let me be led only to the state of prema, that love. So when you are talking about love, prema, that has been all the time, and that is still the ongoing teaching of Bhagwan Sri Satya Sai Baba.
Samam bonam of what he is, samam bonam of what we should be doing, samam bonam of our journey as well as our goal.
Exactly, exactly.
Beautiful. Thank you so much, sir. I think every bhajan we sing, if we can always keep this in mind, that this bhajan is an opportunity for us to move from non-duality to non-duality to non-duality, to move from the unseen seen to the unseen.
Yes.
And move from everything else to love.
Yes.
I think that.
To see love in this whole Srishti. Yes.
Not seek love, creation. But see love.
Yes, see love and
feel
love.
I think if we can do that, then every bhajan will be such a liberating experience.
Definitely.
Thank you so much.
Thank you so much, Jai Sairam.
So that was Brother Sonam Gyamso, a member of the Prashanti Mandir Bhajan group during his student days, and someone who is very actively involved in the dissemination of Sai Bhajans all over the world. Let's now listen to this bhajan as it is sung in the Sanctum Sanctorum of Prashanti Nilayam by Bhagwan's students.
राम है द्वारक में आए भारतवासी श्याम है शिरडी में आए भारतवासी श्याम है शिरडी में आए
That brings us to the end of the current episode of Radio Sai Bhajan Classroom. If you have any queries, as always, you can write to listener@radiosai.org. You can also WhatsApp us 9393258258. This is the number wherein you can send your comments, your feedback, 9393258258. With gratitude and love, we offer this endeavor at His lotus feet.
Sai Ram, you are listening to an episode of our radio program, Radio Sai Bhajan Classroom. Today's episode was first broadcast on 24th October 2019. This came to you as a part of Thursday Live programs of Radio Sai, and it was hosted by Radio Sai's Pishu Prushti. Dear listeners, we hope you like this program. Please send us your feedback by either email or WhatsApp. Our email ID is listener@radiosai.org and our WhatsApp number is 9393258258. Thank you and loving Sai Ram from Prashanti Nilayam.